HCAT, mobile monitoring.
I'll be 10-8. working on this mobile.
Good luck. He said, I'm going to go home and work on my motorcycle some more. Hey, that thing's about to kick my rear end.
KN4VWA.
Hey, Steve. You still working on that slave cylinder, Dave?
Built it, and I got a kit, but every time I put it in, the clutch, and, bled it, the clutch was hard like a, like you pull out a brake handle instead of a clutch handle. So I took the slave cylinder off the bike, but kept it mounted to the hoses, and it pushes the piston out with, the caliper out with ease. So I must have messed up something when I pulled it out the first time. There's a, there's a rod there. They call it a lifter rod. I don't know why, but that's what it's called. And that's basically what pushes the clutch, disengages the clutch when you push the, when you pull the handle, pull the handle in, to change gears on the handlebars. So, that rod must have fallen out of its place or something. I'll just have to, but you can't see but about an inch or so of it. So the rest of it's inside a case. And I don't want to have to take that case off.
The KO4HKX and CBA here.
Yeah, how am I making it over to the repeater? I'm over here between York and Blacksburg.
To me, you're in there solid.
That's good. Hey, Dave, if you decide that you need to pull that thing back apart, look for the ever so slightest ridge on one of your O-rings. That cylinder takes an O-ring type plunger, right?
I've replaced all that and honed it out, and it's slick. It's working perfect. I've already tested it on the bike, but not installed in the clutch housing, and it pushes the caliper out with just two pulls of the handle. It's completely out, so it's working fine. It's something inside the they call it a lift rod. It's the rod that thing's supposed to push in. It must have fallen out of its place inside the casing there, but I can't see inside the casing. I'd have to take it off, and I'm just don't want to have to do that.
Patrick?
Like I was telling Dave, I'm on my way back from the Michelin test track. Heading back to the house now.
Well, you're off on Monday, aren't you?
Yes, but before COVID and the tool truck wreck and all that, I normally went down here the first Friday of the month to the Michelin test track. So trying to get that started back up now. So I'm on my way back home now.
I mean, Monday's Labor Day. You gonna be off on Monday?
But I forgot that it was coming up, and I gotta check with my shops to make sure they're closed.
Yeah. Well, listen, give me a holler, and let me know if you're gonna make it down to the club meeting on Monday night. No, that's Blue Ridge. Greer is the second Saturday, second Monday. So that's a week off. What am I thinking? I got so much junk going on, I can't keep up with myself.
Well, either one of y'all going to Shelby?
How going, Dave? How about you?
I was thinking about it. know, that, I'd like to look at some amplifiers and from HF rig, so I don't know if anybody will have anything worth looking at or not.
And to a big ham fest, so I don't know what to expect.
You could have seen it, you know, 15 years ago. That thing was just unbelievable. I mean, it was jam-packed, wall-to-wall people. All the buildings were full, and it's nothing like it used to be, I tell you. It's really kind of almost sad, but anyway, but it's still a good ham fest.
These new KO4 calls out here, they'll start showing up again.
So, I mean, you know, so, I mean, we'll just have to see. I've always enjoyed going myself.
Comment.
Comment, KB4CPA.
KB4CPA, KX4YM. We're about 15 minutes out from the Hamfest, and we'll probably give a report on the way back.
Ted, well, you're going, I guess you're going to set up and let us know what it looks it's going to look like.
Since we've got a yardstick, we were here about 3 years ago, so we'll be able to judge against that. They are open today full, so we'll see how good participation we got.
Amazing. I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Steve.
Are you working the show? Are you showing in the show? Or are you just going up to see what you can find out?
I'm going to check the show out because we're in for a hunger for Hamfest, if you know what I mean. We're not working. We're going as a $10 attendee.
Man, I hope it pans out for you guys. They haven't been down a year. What's one year they were down?
They were closed last year, but the year before they were good, and then we went the previous year to that.
All right, well, listen. Hey, Dave, if you hear from me before I do, how about letting me know what he says if I don't see him on the radio, back on the radio. Patrick, by the time he gets up there and cleans everything out, there won't be anything left for y'all.
I'm just going for the experience, so I'm not really looking for a whole lot other than maybe an antenna or something like that, but that's about it.
Put it down right here at Gaffney in the hole and then back out, so I'm going to drop out on you guys. I know I'm getting pretty bad scratchy, so y'all carry on. Stay in for NWA. Clear.
There we go. Well, I'm gonna punch out of here, too. I just pulled into the garage and staring at that motorcycle, so here goes, nothing. So y'all have a good day. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Steve and contact, y'all have a good day, and 73C, stay safe out there, and Dave, good luck with that motorcycle. HTX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.